Joystick! The Joystick Show! Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select.
Start.
Welcome, gamers, to our Twisted Reality 30 years later, and I'm still waiting a half an hour to start a game.
Joystick! The Joystick Show!
Welcome, everybody, once again to the Joystick Show! This is episode what?
15A.
Yes, it is 15A, and I'm here with my son doing our father and son extravaganza. Right? Mm-hmm. That is the Joystick Show. We go by our gamer tags. You are?
Thing 12.
Done with a one or the I, and the I and the one, and then the one and the two.
Mm-hmm.
I am Bogue Spear. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening each and every week. Continues to grow. We appreciate the time and the time, basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate their time spending it with us. So let's talk about, if you want to be a part of the show, how do we do that there, Thang?
Well, you can contact us at joystick_show on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
or just joystickshow.com.
Right. We have a lot of listeners, not a lot of participants, though, right now.
Mm-mm.
We need more of an active community. What do you need to do? There's so many books on that. We should read books. How do you better podcast to get more of an involvement in the community?
Why don't we just write a book?
Yeah, we could. Yeah. On what? What would your book be titled?
My book would be titled,
Anytime now. We got all the time in the world.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something clever.
Yeah? Okay, I tell you what, we'll come back to you on that. How's
okay.
that? I got nothing either. All right, so let's talk. When we talk about the podcast, we're talking about breaking it out, talking about what we do, right? So mm-hmm. each show we talk about the gaming front, what we're playing. We talk about the latest news, joystick news, right? The latest in news out there in video game world, as well as a great deal of the day, and actually the new releases, right, from a week from now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the show works at. But before we get into that, of course, we have to mention our sponsor, and our special sponsor this week is Spawn Dye, the mosquito-killing spray that just temporarily kills off the backyard pests until they return minutes later. Spawn Dye, just like the real service. Great stuff.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk on the gaming front. What do we got going on?
Well, I know you've been playing a lot of Halo.
Oh, I did say I was going to talk about it, right? I did mm-hmm. download it with my boy OPQ, but here's... So, you heard at the beginning of the show me talking about the time it spent. So, back in the day when Commodore 64 was out and we were loading in the 5.5 floppy disks,
yeah.
right? You had to load the game into your system. It took forever, right? And that was if the game worked perfect, meaning it went in, all the coding worked right. Many times you had to, like, open and shut the drawer of the disc.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, you know, nowadays you might have seen people, which is still before your time, but blow into a cartridge, right, to get it to work.
Yeah, you know there's a warning on the back of those things that literally says, do not blow on connector piece.
Yeah.
And everyone just...
Well, you've seen the videos where all those cartridges explode in people's faces when it happens and like...
Oh, yeah, actually?
No, I'm just messing with you. No, but it was a similar thing where you had to open at the right time and shut the tray so that it that little thing on the disk drive,
mm-hmm.
you have no idea what I'm talking about. You're going to have to Google it and
look.
I
think I do.
Okay. Well, long story short is that took forever. Well, I'm going to now download and play a game with my buddy. I only got so much time in a week to play. And when you put it in, you got to go online and download the game. Even though I have the disc, it has to be uploaded, right? Well, I know my speed is not the fastest, but it's not the slowest either, right? Our internet speed. It took forever to load. It's literally like loading a game in from the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unacceptable. I don't know how to change that, but I got to work on that. But the biggest problem was is that we have that Master Chief's collection.
Yeah.
Right? That has it on. And he only had the Halo 4 specific
mm-hmm.
game. So I thought that because the game was just on there, it would play, but it
yeah,
isn't.
No.
It doesn't recognize it. So,
are you installing the new one?
I had to install it twice. I had to do the Master Chief, deinstall it, and then install the other game. So finally, at around 11:30 last night, we started playing.
Yeah.
Right? You know me, I need my beauty sleep. Look at my face.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we played for as long as we could, but I got into it a little bit. But it's fun. It's a great game, man. I just wish there was more co-op games. Like, they just don't make them that way. Now,
yeah.
granted, it's the open maps that everybody loves to go to now, and certainly Halo is, you got to go this way, only way. But it's a story, and it's fun, I think. What's your thought on that?
Well, this doesn't really have to do with Halo. I'll tell you my thought on that. When you're talking about the cartridges and stuff, it reminded me, I still don't know, what is the right way to set up your Xbox? Do you set it up on your side, or do you set it up flat down?
I've always been told, and ever since day one, it's been flat, because when you do it on your side, it puts stress on
the disc reader,
the laser.
But when they advertised it, up.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody that I talked to had said not to. Of course, then again, you know, we had to add coolers and everything on the back of it. And I think H-bombs, the Xbox X, right, that we have, the One X, is liquid cooled, right? So you don't have to do any of that stuff now.
That's cool.
Yeah, but ours originally, our original Xbox, we still do.
Anyway, Halo, what do I think about Halo?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Halo, like, as far as co-op campaigns go, it's fun, like you said, when you just go and you have a certain way instead of open world.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's like a way out. Once you do it, you really can't do it. Like, you can do it again, but it's almost the same as when you're doing it over. You can do different things, but it's the same story, and it really gets old.
Yeah.
But there are people who do replay it because they love the game so much. But
yeah. Multiplayer.
But that's what an open world. I know, but the actual campaign to it. I mean, a solo campaign. That's why they do open worlds a lot, because it keeps people playing the game.
Right. My point is, I think that there was a great balance that we've lost in gaming, where you bought a game, you had a great storyline, a single player or a co-op. You can choose which one to do. Right. You could do it in Halo like that, and then if you do choose co-op, which we always do, that's great. And then when you're done, you still have playability with the multiplayer and then they added Forge, where you can make your own maps. I mean, I just think gaming has regressed a little bit. I'm sorry to say that, but when I look at what you pay for a game and the type of opportunities you have, right? And maybe it's just me, but I think too many designers have peed on games to make it their own, and it hasn't done a lot better. I think they've done better graphically, right, to be able to make it stronger. But outside of that, I think it's lacking story.
Mm-hmm.
No comment?
No, I don't think with the new games it's lacking story, because I think with new games they're going even more deep into the story.
Okay.
But the playability of the story and what you want with, like, the co-ops and the thing where it tells you where to go and you do it, they are digressing on. But the thing about it is that if you really want a good story that is really put thought into it, but nowadays you're not gonna get that without having a more open world thing. But A Way Out is a really good story, and then you have, but then that's it. It's over. And I see what you mean. You play it, you get the story with a few other friends or whatever, a co-op campaign, and then you get to play multiplayer and stuff. And I can't even think of any game that has that right now, except for, right, or that's not open world.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. They're all going that
way.
That
has multiplayer.
And so I think the weird thing is the chaos of open world, where it's like, okay, go do this mission. So when we were doing, like, Ghost Recon Wildlands, it really lacked a story. Like, I couldn't get into it. I know I saw there was bosses and there was people we had to take out individually, but it's almost like little mini stories.
That didn't have
Right? That was kind of okay, but not great. And it really, that went down the path with some of the earlier games, like Crackdown and a few others that started to open play. Like, what am I talking about? Grand Theft Auto was the first one that did that. Like, okay, go do all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And be able to go through it. And I know you're about to talk about a game. It's a good segue into what it is. But those are the things I think is important to keep in mind as we play on. It's just nice going back to Halo and playing that again. It's refreshing. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, like you said about having a story but also open world, I'm getting into Far Cry 5. I said I would get it this week.
You bought it, right?
Yeah, and it's so good. Like, I'll start with saying the story, because that's what we were talking about.
Well, first of all, before you do that, I gotta tell you that the title screen, when it first comes on, is beautiful, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like sitting at that table with everybody around you, like there's whatever. It looks like a some kind of family reunion or a big 7-course meal, right?
Yeah.
Well, 7 courses would be what? A bucket of Popeye chicken and a 6-pack. No? But anyways. Yeah, so that, I mean, I thought that was really cool looking.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. But, the story to it, it's similar to Ghost Recon Wildlands is how the map works out, but it's different in that it's actually has a good story to it. Like, you have a bunch of side missions like you would on other free roam games, but you have the main story, and it always keeps you on that main story, but you can go on side missions and stuff.
Right.
And there's more in-depth of the story versus just, oh, hey, you have a bunch of bosses scattered about. Go defeat all the bosses.
Right. Isn't there three bosses, right? Isn't there, like, his
there's
cousins
three.
Or something?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, yeah, there's...
Are there nephews?
There's this weird guy who's, like, who, like, created this cult or whatever, and he's got all these citizens, like, working with him mm-hmm. and stuff, and his family...
David Duke?
His family, are all with him on that.
Yeah.
And you have to take down his three members of his family. Mm-hmm. There was this guy named Jacob Reese or something like that, and then there's, like, these two other people, and yet once you take them all down, you probably take the main guy down. I haven't gotten too much into the story.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's really good how they made it more in-depth.
And they did it, too. What I do like is kind of like a Tomb Raider. Isn't there a few puzzles and things you have to solve mm-hmm. in it, too? Which I think is kind of cool, adding that in. I think they need more of that, too,
yeah,
in games.
And not only, like, with some games, like Ghost Recon Wildlands, it got boring when you were just doing that.
No puzzles.
This game, right... you have a bunch of puzzles, like there's one where you grapple places to get things, and mm-hmm. you're always robbing things for money, and you run out of ammo, and you run out of stuff.
Yeah, which
and
is...
you never keep a gun. Like you can, like in that game, you can easily go in and take out. Well, you go to an outpost in this game and grab your guns or whatever in your cars once you buy them.
Well, I know there's that cool puzzle because I'm a sniper fan where you have to shoot like a lock from forever away to be able to get into it or something.
Maybe I haven't played that.
Oh,
yet,
okay,
but
yeah, I agree with it. But the game itself, I thought was pretty cool. Because of course, when you bought it, I was like, oh, maybe I'll do it and get my buddies will play co-op. But the problem with that I see with it that I don't like is on the co-op play, even though you can do it, it's one of those things like it's kind of quirky, like Assassin's Creed Unity, where only one player really got all the
I was
points.
Just about to talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
So the thing about the game that they made up for later on, which I'll talk about that too, but I'll make it really fast, so that me and my friend were trying to do the co-op campaign, and when you get on, when you join their server, it has this option. It says, do you want all this progress to save onto your world? And so I clicked yes, because I was like, yeah, we're going to do that. So we did like a bunch of stuff, and we went back, and I went back to my world, and I'm not quite sure if it saved all my progress. It might have. I didn't really check into that, but it didn't save the map and what I went on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So that was confusing to know if I did do that stuff yet. And,
yeah, but if you didn't get the points for it and he did, you have to go back and do
that. No. So we do get, it's kind of like, not like it, but just a little bit like Sea of Thieves, how you save your points and your coins and everything.
Right.
But I'm not sure it saves your progress in the main stories in the side missions. But it does save all your perk points and everything you get.
Yeah, but according to this, only one person can get the points. He didn't get the points, or you didn't get
the points. Well, maybe one person can get them, but whatever you get on that, you bring back.
Yeah, but you're supposed to go through it each twice, once with your buddy and then once with you. It's according to the stuff I was seeing.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
But that's the thing. Yeah. We did that, and it was super confusing.
Yeah.
So then we stopped, and we played what they have in arcade mode, which is really makes Far Cry different from everything, and it's so fun. You edit your own things with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We found
it's a map, right? A map editor, like a forge.
Yeah, and we found these maps that people have created. There's one that had this you can jump high, so it was like this really weird thing, like everything was messed up, like it was a dream, and you were jumping high off these platforms.
Really?
And I did one where there was grappling, this whole map where you just swung like Spider-Man.
That's kind of sweet.
And so we had fun all night playing that.
Yeah.
And we're still like not over, like it's super fun.
Cool.
So yeah, that really made up for the co-op in this game.
Yeah.
But I think if you're gonna play it, the actual story, and enjoy it, you might want to do it on your own.
See, what's interesting though is because when you talk about this open world, I think some of the areas where it regresses or hurts is like some of the play. Like I know when I was looking at it and did some research too, is like all the enemies look about the same. Like the same townspeople are almost like the same faces or something. Like there's not a lot of differentiation.
Yeah.
On it, and the guns. Like you can only do so much and skin so many things. You know what I mean? And I hear that it's not that many different kind of guns.
There isn't. There isn't that many different kinds of guns.
But there's planes and helicopters,
there's
right?
There's planes and helicopters.
I heard that there's like a dogfight or something.
There's planes, helicopters, you can jump out, you can wingsuit, parachute.
That's awesome.
One thing is that you said that there isn't many Or you said there isn't many guns, but then you also said
people.
People, yeah, the differentiating people. And the main villains, I believe there are like two different looks.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, so when again, you're running, they all have the same long hair, the same mustache.
That's okay, because they're all inbred anyways in that area, so they all related, so they probably all should look alike, so that probably works.
Yeah, but when you're going, they all have the same clothes on, they all have the same length of hair, they're all guys.
Yeah.
Like, some of them, I'm pretty sure, are girls or something, but...
You can't tell the difference because of the long hair?
Well, I don't know. Just look at their chest. They're all just, like, just the same. There might be more than two, but from when the looks of it, and you're killing them so fast, they all look the same.
Interesting. Interesting, yeah. And then some of the stuff I thought was interesting, how, like, when I was watching the mapping, it spawns as you go, or it kind of renders as you go, which is a little bit... Even I know yours is pretty good on the computer, right?
Right.
But on the Xboxes, it's not quite as good like that. You know what I mean? Or on this, I don't know if it's the graphic card rendering or what.
And one more thing before I wrap up the Far Cry 5 is that the map, I think, could be bigger.
Yeah.
The map is pretty small. Like compared... it's big, but compared to the games that are out now...
Yeah.
It's pretty small. Like, you have your each region. If you start from one end of the map and
it can't be a small Sea of Thieves, is it?
Because
that's small, isn't it?
Sea of Thieves isn't that small.
No?
Because you're sailing and it takes a while to sail. Yeah, it depends on how you think about it. But you have the say you had a helicopter from one end to the other corner of the map.
Yeah.
It would honestly take you... Well, it would probably... I don't really know how long it would take you, but if you were in the middle of the map, you flew all the way up with a helicopter, you could see
the everything, the edges.
Everything of the map.
Yeah, so there's not a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Well, so the last question I have, and we'll move on, is you mentioned before about it being similar to, like, Fallout 4 and so forth. Now, if you played it, can you give a better kind of quasi what it looks like or feels
so,
like?
Fallout 4 only said that because of the first person guns, and you can actually get a pet dog in it too. But cool. And another reason was that was just this little moment in the beginning. You come out of this little area, and it's just super bright, like when you came out of the thing in Fallout 4.
But it doesn't have the grid system or anything like that. Right?
No, it doesn't. Okay. But that was literally it for Fallout 4. The other two things that it really reminds me of is Just Cause 3 and Ghost Recon Wildlands. Just Cause 3, it's got a wingsuit. You liberate areas.
The townspeople and stuff?
Yeah, areas. You liberate people.
Yep.
And wingsuit and parachute and grapple, things like that. And then it reminds me of... Ghost Recon Wildlands because of the open world and how it's split up into three bosses.
Yep.
And how really you're going in an open world with friends.
Yep.
And how you liberate bases with stealth and you scope out enemies. Like, you have your pet dog to do that for you.
Yeah.
As well as binoculars.
Mm-hmm.
So really when you combine those, you get Far Cry 5 and it's super cool.
Nice.
So.
All right. Well, that's good. I know you made the big leap, right? I know you stood there for half an hour not pressing.
Yeah, I was looking on Steam and my mouse was over the purchase button and I was staring at it for like half an hour. I'm like, should I get it? Not sure. I think it was worth
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the grown up part. Should I pay bills? Should I feed my kids?
Mm-hmm.
Should I feed my Thing 12 and H bomb, or should I press this button and just get the game or get the thing I want? Right now, you can press the button. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Innocence, childhood,
youth. If you're thinking about picking this game up, I would. If you're really doing it for the co-op missions with friends, I wouldn't count too much on that, but it's super fun to do with friends on arcade, so.
Cool. All right, that's good stuff. That is what we're doing. That is the gaming front.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Joystick Show. Let's move into the news.
The Joystick News Report.
Joystick News! All right, what do we got for news, my young fang?
Well, we got, Spider-Man PS4.
Yep.
Is going to be released September 7th.
Boy, it looks good.
It does look good. I wish it looked trash. Because I just, every time I look at it, I'm just like, I want this so bad.
Yeah.
Like, it looks so cool. Honestly.
The swinging and some of the
mats. Yeah, it's so good. But, it's coming for PS4, and as much... is I absolutely despise PS4 right now. We have to, for all of you people that actually play it, we have to get some of those points in for you guys. So we're going to look at some of the...
We say you're going to give them some love, what we're doing. We're
going to
give them some PS3 love today on this show.
Some PS4 love.
I'm still on PS3. That shows you. Old school! All right, so we want to talk about what? Some of the exclusives?
Let's look at some of the exclusives games.
Yep.
for PS4. Of course, we have Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. What else do you have here?
Is that God of War?
It is.
So we have Resident Evil 7. 7. There's Persona 5. There is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Right.
So
they got some good... ones coming out,
One
right?
of the, my favorite... Okay, PS4. Our friend Beast Mode.
Yeah.
He has a PS4, and I remember playing over at his house Uncharted 4.
Yeah.
Or not... It wasn't Uncharted 4. I remember playing Uncharted... Oh, maybe it was Uncharted 4. A Thief's End. And I loved that game. That game, I would sit there and play for hours and hours to end. It was just so cool. For those of you who haven't played it or seen it, you probably have, but it's like Assassin's Creed, mixed with, a journey type thing. It's just a lot of parkouring like Assassin's Creed. It's so weird because it's open world, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's like... It's
well. That's kind of what we're looking for.
It feels weird, like because it's perfect because it tells you where to go and stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't have to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes you'll be in this little area, and like with a house, and then you have to climb up into the house, and it's like, oh, go through this window over here, go do that.
Right.
You can get into the house any way you want, and then you have to be all secret and
well,
do stuff.
Well, I do like adding, like, everything can blow up. I mean, some of the, abilities to do mm-hmm. that, AI learning how you work. I mean, all that type of stuff added, I think, to the game is important. But, so that was PS4,
yes,
you're saying?
That was expensive.
Well, there's the biggest games I know, I mean, as far as 18, as far as PS4 goes. Of course, there's Dragon Ball Z, Fighter Z. There's... course
God of War
I want to talk about that in a second. Kingdom Hearts Metal Gear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Survive
yeah
is coming out. I don't know what's there's some kind of remake of System Shock, right? Of course Far Cry 5 is
Wait,
on
exclusive
no these are just the biggest games
oh
for as well. So a lot of stuff that's on this is also on mm-hmm. Xbox, right? But
cool.
But here's the key. Let's look. I think some of the best deals, because we always talk about deals,
mm-hmm.
but we never spend the time. You know, is there something specifically for PS4 players that would be cool to show? So I think some of the best games, or say the cheapest games out there, that you can pick up are, what is it out here? There's Sonic Mania. Right?
Yeah.
What else? Red Dead Redemption 2. There's a good price on that. I think God of War is going to be decent. What are some of the hidden gems that they have for you here? Is there anything? There's a bunch of... I mean, there's a lot of indie games, though, right? For PS4, because they're open player. They give the developers
mm-hmm.
options to do that. I think those are really the biggest ones. But you know what we haven't talked a lot about is Switch, either.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing much on the Switch at all? Just sitting over there collecting dust?
Well, I'm waiting for a few games to come out. I know that the Fortnite Epic Games is working on getting it on the Switch. I know I read something that they wanted to. So that's going to be awesome when it comes out. And I'm waiting on that. And I'm still playing Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Right.
And
some good stuff. Well, it's funny because we talked about God of War, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing that. I see in the new or some news to talk about is that when they come out with the game, the newest one, was it Stone Mason Edition is called, I think. They have all of these like toys. Remember, it's like it's ungodly. It's like now when you buy a game, you're gonna buy it's a complete setup around it. So you want this game? It's $180 or $160, but you get like figurines and I don't know eraser heads for your pencils and maps and keychains and it's like, dude, I just want the game, right? And I remember it's just gotten obnoxious. I mean, plus you get all the digital content on it that comes along with it. I mean, it's in a cool box. And the game actually looks pretty sweet, but actually the main character, dude, looks a little bit fatter and heavier, like he's had a few extra chicken bones, dinosaur chicken bones or something. Putting a little weight on there, buddy.
Why, did they have an old game?
God of War is the original game, man. It was really big in the PS2, I think it was, when it came out, the best
one. I've never even heard of it.
God of War?
I mean, I've heard of it. I've never really seen it.
Yeah. But to me, I never played it because it was another button mashing game. I mean, you took the dude and
was
just...
Was it like Diablo?
Yeah. Well, no. It's more graphical, though. It was more of a graphical third-person shooter. Not really shooter. Slinger? Slayer? Mm-hmm. Slasher? Right? When he's out there. So, but it's interesting because it really does all start back in the Halo days. I do have to admit, though, I remember the biggest thing came out was, oh my God, you can buy Halo and it comes in his helmet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you can still buy those online, pretty good, which are really cool. But, you know, that was like, but at the time it was like, okay, the game was $50 or you could spend $70, right, for an extra $20-$30 and pick up this helmet. But I mean, now they're getting crazy with these bundles. You know what I mean? I mean, toys, action figures. I mean, I don't even know why toy stores even exist anymore. Just buy, everything's all included, right, into one theme. But so it was interesting to see God of War come in there in this big old PS4 box with all the accessories that are in it. But so anyways, I saw that out as news. The other thing that is actually big in the news that all you Call of Duty players, the World War II, I know I've been working on the campaign slowly along the way, but it's a great game. They're already ready to come out with some content, some downloadable content. And interesting thing is, not only downloadable content, but they're actually going to kind of redo the game a little bit too. So they're actually looking at ways they're going to have unlimited sprint instead of like kind of a short sprints that you can do, because I guess, you know, you're military, you're trained for it.
Yeah.
So you can do it, but they're going to slow it down a little bit. So you're going to allow it to sprint, but not as fast. Constantly. Yeah. But if you look down, or you don't like aim, and you look down a little bit, you can go a little faster, kind of like lean into it.
Yeah, so they're
doing
cool.
Yeah, they're doing a few cool things like that. They're changing the I guess your rankings, because I know like H-Bomb, he's all about Halo, like, oh, I gotta get to general and then elite and then monstrosity level, whatever it's called. There's different divisions, so kind of like military, you know, brigades or what have you, you kind of go up, and they're changing how that's designed as well. Some additional patches that are doing is when you're airborne, firing guns while sprinting and diving, there's some updates on that. You can reload while sprinting, right, which is kind of cool. You had to stop and reload, which was new. Climb over obstacles faster and no damage from falling. See, that was the weird
thing.
That was
no, that's not
cool,
good.
Right? But I guess you can swap weapons. So for infantry, additional primary attachment, you can have a second pistol attachment. Mm-hmm. And while aiming down slightly, like I said, less idle swing, and then move faster, as I said, with your aiming. Mm-hmm. So they've really kind of tweaked it a little bit.
Yeah.
So there's ways you can get like shell-shocked or immune to shell-shock. Flinching. I mean, it's getting, I thought it was kind of cool how it's getting a little more humanistic too.
Yeah.
And some of the
no fall damage.
Yeah. Well, except for that.
That's going to be weird.
That's the opposite, actually. Yeah. So there's a whole list of them. If you go on there, that they've really spent some time on, I thought was interesting. They really spent, you know, looking at the game, trying to modify it so it becomes a better play as well. So if you're a COD player in the World War II, still going at it, download new map coming out, so there is some regular downloadable content as well for it. And so that was just mentioned not too long ago as well. So that's happening. Anything else in the news?
That's it.
All right, that's the news.
This concludes your Joystick News Report.
Joystick News.
All right, we have our deal of the week.
Deal of the week.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, which is something you and I have been bantering back and forth on, right? Mm-hmm. And that is, do we buy or not to buy? Do we hit that click button hovering over it or not?
Yeah.
Is the Xbox Pass, right? What do
the
they call
Xbox
it?
Game Pass.
Game Pass, yeah.
That's like, it's a good deal. We got some good games like Tomb Raider, Mad Max, Gears of War 4, Halo 5 that we don't have that we could get from it.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves is going to end up being free.
That's a huge thing, right?
Yeah.
Because it's Microsoft Studios, now that they got the bugs fixed. If you start in, right, and start doing the pass, they're going to give you the latest release, which is the newest game out, right? And you get that for free. I mean, I say for free, for the $10 a month, right? It's $9.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But because we do the show, and if we like to kind of try different games and talk to y'all about it, You know what I mean? It might be a good.
And a lot of these, like, a lot of these are like, they like with the Game Pass, it's not everything's free, but everything's cheaper.
Yeah.
And not only that, we have gold, and a lot of them are even less with gold. Like you look at it, there's some things that are $20.
Right.
But
can you get it? If you have the pass, can't you just play it? But then if you want to own it forever separately, there's also a discount on it? Or how does that work? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know what I mean? Like, is it that you can't play this for free? You have to buy it. It's just a cheaper thing. But that's what gold.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I think these are just the specific ones.
I remember one time I got the free trial for the Game Pass so I could download a game and see if I have it. And the free, I lost it when the free trial went away.
Yeah.
So
I think these are different. The gold's different than this. So just the ones with the free pass. I mean, this is literally what you get for the $10 a month, right? Late Shift. What do you got here?
Oxenfree. Yeah. Halo 5.
Yeah. Oh, they got Lacrosse. I didn't know they even had a Lacrosse game out. For those that are interested in that.
No,
what else is there in there if you download it? Anything good? So literally it's Devil May Cry 4 Special Edition is out. Have you ever played the Darksiders 2?
No.
Yeah, that's something you can get with it.
Mass Tower Effect, the first one. There's no price on that. But
ooh, The Hunter. Call of the Wild, the shooting game with the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Payday 2.
No, that's for just with gold. Actually, that's only $10 right now on gold.
Well, on the Game Pass.
Yeah. You know what I want to do is Tecmo Bowl. I want to get Tecmo Bowl, man. We used to play that on...
Wait, really?
The game on the original Nintendo.
Hmm.
So that was one of the best games out. That and... Hing, Blades of Steel. Let's leave it there for a second. Let it sit for those that remember that. All right. So that's, I think, the deal of the week, really, when we talk about looking at options and opportunities, you know, what you're going to do. If you're a really heavy gamer, you really can't go wrong at $10 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two games. That's $120.
But the thing is, they're not doing much to update this. Like,
I looked
on this a few months ago. I had the same games. More than months ago. I had Halo 5 has been on the top of there for like 5 months or something.
Really?
They don't ever update this thing.
Yeah, so it's maybe if you want the latest, it's not the right thing. But if you just want to go play games, you know what I mean?
If you have nothing right now,
yeah.
I would probably recommend gold.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Can you pick stuff up cheap?
You can pick up for free.
Most people
every
have
month.
To have gold. If you're an Xbox player, how do you not do gold? I mean,
You
know. But I understand. What is it? 60? It's still $60
a year.
Yeah, so... Good stuff, though. So, yeah, that is the deal of the week. Let's hit to new releases, which is nothing.
Yeah, this is a bad week for new releases.
Another one, right?
We have 2064 read-only memories.
Yeah,
rated 8.
Just tell them, what's the one game coming out that's the God of War? Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's coming out. And this is the week of the April 15th. So it's tax day. So just get your tax. If you get any tax money back, go buy... God of War.
Today's tax day?
On April 15th is tax day. That's something you need to understand, young man.
Okay.
That's going to be a part of this. There's two things that's guaranteed in life, son. You know what they are?
Tax day and ice cream.
Ooh, ice cream. I don't know if it's guaranteed. Maybe. Death.
No.
Wah, wah, wah. On that note. Anyways, all right, so yeah, it's just...
there's nothing good here.
Nothing.
So
that pretty much wraps the show up for this week. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, give us some topics to talk about.
At @joystick_show, contact us. Give us topics. Tell us what you want to hear.
There you go. We want to speak the language of gaming love. So thank you very much, Thing12.
Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, also contact us at one of those. JoystickShow.com also works. I'm Thing12.
Yep.
That's Bogue Spirit.
Yep. We're out of here. Till next time. Game on.
The Joystick Show.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. You're recording. I just record.
All right.